And Stephen Miller is an American far-right political activist who serves as a senior advisor for policy for President Donald Trump. During a recent interview with Chris Wallace, Miller, who is known for his anti-immigrant views and role in Trump's plan to ban Muslims and others at airports and separate children from their families, said the following. This is a deep intellectual problem that is plaguing this city, which is that we've had thousands of Americans die year after year because of threats crossing our southern border, Miller said. If the president can't defend this country, then he cannot fulfill this constitutional oath of office. While most experts on immigration brushed off Miller's statement as a bald-faced lie, similar arguments have had traction in American politics since the colonial era. Sociologist Michael Light of the University of Wisconsin says these beliefs are not backed up by the data.
During the period between 1990 and 2007, the undocumented population more than tripled. Over that same period, the violent crime rate halved, so it fell by 50%. Now, again, that's not conclusive. There's other reasons why violent crime might have fallen. For example, incarceration, increased policing. I mean, there's a whole host of things. But certainly that does give pause to think that undocumented immigration automatically increases crime. And what I would say is that the research that I've conducted and others have conducted strongly undermines claims that undocumented immigration increases crime. So the study I published in 2018 with my co-author Ty Miller, who's at Winthrop University, what we looked at was we looked at using state-level data between 1990 and 2014 and asked this exact question, does undocumented immigration increase violent crime? And even after you account for things like incarceration, poverty, unemployment, a lot of those sort of broad indicators that we think are correlated with crime, we find that certainly undocumented immigration does not increase violent crime. And in fact, in most of the analyses, the relationship was negative, meaning that as states saw increased undocumented immigration, violent crime rates tended to fall.
When you hear the president of the United States make these blanket statements where he is doubtless that illegal immigrants are increasing crime, bringing drugs, all these kind of things, what does that make you feel as a researcher who's actually looked at these statistics?
A lot of our political conversations, specifically on this issue, over the past few years have been pretty far divorced from the data. And so, and I think that that's problematic in all candor. I will say is this is not a unique phenomenon. The view that immigration or immigrants increase crime, again, this is nothing new to our sort of public and political dialogue. There's often a quote that I use from Edith Abbott in the report on the National Commission for Law Observance and Enforcement. This was written in 1931. She's got this very useful quote. She says, "The theory that immigration is responsible for crime, that the most recent wave of immigration, whatever the nationality, is less desirable than the old ones, that all newcomers should be regarded with an attitude of suspicion, is a theory that is almost as old as the colonies planted by Englishmen on the New England coast." And again, that was a quote from 1931. And so actually that was at the sort of the crest of the last major wave of immigration in the United States. So again, the idea that immigration increases crime is nothing new to our public and political dialogue. But even during this time, the time I referred to, in the 1930s, 1940s, you had people researching this, and the evidence for a link between immigration and crime fell short then. But the theory keeps coming back.
What the implication is that just racism and people are going to throw mud. Anybody who doesn't like another, a foreigner, a different person in their midst tends to gravitate to these kind of arguments.
One of the things that I'm fairly quick to note, and one of the things that we talk about in our study, is it's not implausible to think that undocumented immigration could increase crime. I mean, we actually spend quite a bit of time in our article discussing the theoretical reasons why undocumented immigration may increase crime. So, for example, a group that tends to have high poverty rates, low rates of educational attainment, these are sort of, they tend to be correlates that we tend to see to have high crime. However, there are other reasons to think that undocumented immigration may not increase crime. So one simple reason could simply be deterrence, right? As undocumented immigrants have a very strong incentive to avoid criminal wrongdoing and criminal detection. Moreover, there's a selection argument. And the idea there is that undocumented immigration requires a tremendous amount of motivation and planning. Many of them come here for better economic or educational opportunities, either for them or their family. And those types of qualities like hard work, determination, planning, tend not to be very highly correlated with committing crime. So again, what you have is this sort of two competing bodies of thought, and they can't both be right. So that is exactly why we thought our article was important, is you have these two bodies of thought, and so we need to adjudicate them with the evidence. And what the evidence really suggests is certainly that undocumented immigration doesn't appear to increase crime, and if anything, the sort of the weight of the evidence tends to lean the other way.
With all the things that have been said about immigration and crime, to see that there's no direct correlation that you can find, is there a need for a national emergency? Is there any evidence that you've come across that says this has reached the point where someone would say it's a national emergency?
The short answer is no. The reality is that the border, if you just look at cases of apprehensions, if you look at the number of illegal crossings, by any metric, the border is, I would say, less a problem than even it was, say, 5 years ago. So if you look at, again, if you look at track trends in just undocumented immigration generally, you look at border apprehensions, if you look at trends in crime, I would say there's very little to suggest that there is a national emergency. Certainly in terms of public safety, there's virtually no evidence in that regard.
Sociologist Michael Light of the University of Wisconsin.